Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The P-38 National Association is dedicated to preserving the history of the P-38, the plane that changed the course of history. Here to tell us more is a very special guest, my dad, Bob Pepper, who is a docent with the P-38 Museum, which is housed with the March Air Force Base Museum in Riverside. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for asking me.
Start by telling us about our family's history with aviation.
Well, if you think back, your grandpa, my father, he was a young 19-year-old, 20-year-old crew chief on P-47 aircraft in what was then known as the Army Air Corps. There was no Air Force. The Air Force started in the late 40s, so it was Army Air Corps.
And this was during World War II.
World War II. When he left the service, his dream was he wanted to be a pilot, but a young dad with two kids working two jobs, he didn't have the time or the money. But our household was always full of model aircraft, be they radio control, U-control, free flights, models. So your Uncle Ken, my brother, and I, we were raised with aircraft around us. Whenever Grandpa had a few extra dollars, he'd also go out and rent a plane and give us a sightseeing ride of Long Island. So we were always connected with it. As I graduated from high school, I ended up in McDonnell Douglas in Santa Monica, working nights, doing aircraft structure studies. And I was going to school, getting my aeronautical engineering degree. Upon graduating, I got my aeronautical engineering degree. I spent a couple of years as an aeronautical engineer working in aircraft structures. And during this time, I ended up getting my private pilot's license, my instrument rating, and I also got all the ground instructor rating. So during the 70s and 80s, if you took a ground school in the Riverside area, there's a very good chance I was your instructor. So I eventually went to law school, graduated from law school. Part of my law practice was aviation law. Your Uncle Ken, he was laser focused like you were. You were laser focused in dance and song. He was laser focused on aircraft, and he became a pilot in the service. He became an airline pilot and retired from that.
A commercial airline pilot.
He was a commercial airline pilot for many years. And over the years, we've owned aircraft flying around. So in short, probably your grandpa, he may not have gotten his own private pilot's license, but I think he at least realized part of his dream to see both his sons flying, and he enjoyed flying with us.
So what is a P-38? Why was this such a special plane?
P-38 was a very iconic aircraft during World War II, and it's got an interesting history, and a history that's tied to Riverside. Back in the late 30s, the Army Air Corps was looking for an aircraft that would fly very fast and very high. One of the aircraft companies that looked into that was Lockheed in Burbank. They had a very iconic, let's say, research and development area run by, called a Skunk Works. It was run by a guy named Bud Kelly, an engineer named Bud Kelly. They came up with the concept of a twin-engine fighter aircraft, which was very unusual for that point in time. They felt they needed twin engines because of the speed that they're being requested and the altitudes. So they came up with this concept of a P-38 with twin engines. It subsequently came up with 1,500 horsepower engines, almost 1,400. And the connection to Riverside was is that the initial flight of that P-38 was in January of 1939 at March Air Force Base. And then in February of 1939, they did a cross-country flight from March Air Force Base to Mitchell Field in New York and to set a speed record. They did that in 7 hours of flight time. So it's pretty close to 400 miles an hour.
Right.
So the Army Air Corps became very interested in the P-38. And they started making the P-38s. Now, what makes the P-38 kind of iconic, it served in the European theater of operation. It served in the Mediterranean theater of operations. And it also served in the Pacific theater of operations. And it was very utile in that it could serve as a long-range bomber escort. It could be served as a ground support. It could be used as a bomber. It could be used as radar. They could put cameras in there and make it a camera ship. So it was used, very utile, in every theater.
And tell us about the P-38 Association.
Back in the mid-80s, a number of people got together who were pilots of the P-38. They were mechanics on the P-38. Some of the Rosy Riveters who built the P-38s and people who were interested in the P-38 got together and said, we have to do something to remember and honor this aircraft because it was such a very important part of our history. Now, I forgot to mention, during the war, there were 10,000 P-38s that were constructed. After the war, a lot of them were scrapped. Some were bought by private individuals. Some were turned into racers, like for the Reno Air races. Currently, there's about 26 P-38s around the world that we can locate. There is about 20 here in the United States, and about 10 of those are actually airworthy and flying. Mm. And one other airworthy and flying aircraft has got an interesting story to it. It is called a Glacier Girl. In the 40s, a flight of P-48s, four of them, and a B-17 were force-landed on an iceberg in Greenland. They couldn't get them off the iceberg. So they're left there. Back in the 90s, they went looking for it, and they found the planes. They were 240 feet deep in the ice at this point in time. They melted a hole down through the ice. They melted a hangar around the one plane and extracted that plane from the ice, got it back here, rebuilt it, and got it flying, and it's still flying today. So anyway, in the 80s, when these people got together and said, we have to honor this aircraft somehow, and the people who flew it, they performed the National P-38 Association, which is a nonprofit. And I think the mission statement of the P-38 Association is probably says it all. And let me read from that. The P-38 National Association is a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to preserve and perpetuate the memory of the classic World War II aircraft, the P-38 Lightning, and those who designed, built, maintained, and flew it. Future generations should know about this amazing airplane and the difference it made helping win World War II. And I think that's a nice summary of what it's all about. So then the mid-90s come around, and the association is able to get together with the March Air Force Base Museum. And the March Air Force Museum gives them a plot of ground on their museum grounds, and the P-30 Association builds a hangar. For them, it's a dream come true because they've collected all this memorabilia through the years. Now they have a place to display it. So they opened up what's called a P-38 hangar. And in that P-38 hangar is solely dedicated to the P-38. All of the flight uniforms, the dress uniforms, there's pictures, dioramas of different events. Even a full-size aircraft of a P-38 is in there. That is, for them, a dream come true, and it's kind of the center. Now, the P-38 Association is worldwide now and is well-known.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking with Bob Pepper, my dad, a docent with the P-38 Museum at March Air Force Base in Riverside. Why did you want to become a docent with this museum?
I noticed at one time in one of the aviation publications I received an advertisement asking for docents at the P-38 Museum at March Air Force Base. I thought this to myself would be a good way for me to do several things. One, to honor and remember my own father's participation in the Army Air Corps and his service during World War II. I thought it would be a good way to pay back the community and also help the community remember and honor not only the P-38 and those who flew it, but remember that was the greatest generation. World War II was known as the greatest generation, and we should never forget those people. So I volunteered to be a docent. One thing I found out when I became a docent, and I talk to a lot of people that come into the museum, I greet them, I take them around to the different exhibits, explain the exhibits. I am not sure that there's a lot of history of that era being taught these days. I get a lot of questions about that war, how it evolved, who was involved in it, and how it was fought. So I get somewhat of a pleasure, although I don't know if it's pleasurable to talk about a war, but to be able to enlighten some people of what that time was like and what we all went through and what they went through to give us what we have today.
When is the P-38 Museum open?
Right now, the P-38 Museum is open generally on weekends, although we're on the grounds of the March Air Force Base Museum. We don't charge extra to come into the museum. When you pay your gate fee to go to the March Museum, it includes coming into our hangar also. So when you come to our hangar, usually you're met by a docent to welcome you in, ask if you have any questions, let us know. We'll answer the questions. We'll talk about the exhibits. We have a lot of exhibits like dioramas that are built up to explain some of the different events that P-38 was involved in. We have a lot of pictures. We have a lot of flight uniform parts, dress uniform parts. The P-38 Museum is unique in that it's dedicated to the P-38. You know, like the March Museum is a great museum, but it's generally, it talks about a lot of different aircraft. We are solely the P-38, and everything involved on that hangar is involved somehow with the P-38.
How can can someone get involved with the P-38 Museum?
One of my goals today is I want to talk to you people out there about becoming a docent with the P-38 Association. Being a docent, all we're asking for is 6 hours, one weekend day a month. Usually work with a experienced docent, so you don't have to worry about, I don't know anything about the P-38. You're going to get the training. You're going to get the orientation. Matter of fact, you're going to get a very nice docent book that explains everything you need to know anyway. So, and the duties include, you know, greeting people when they come to the door, see if they have any questions, see if there's anything in particular they want to see, and guide them around.
Do you have a need for donations?
We do not charge a fee to come into the museum. We do have a donation jar, of course, there that we appreciate every little dollar that's put in. We also rely on membership in the P-38 Association. We do have the applications for become a member. If you're interested, don't worry about not knowing anything about the P-38. Don't worry about what you should talk about. You'll be trained. You'll feel comfortable. You'll be working with an experienced docent. And if out there you have an interest in it, please call me at 909-227-6490. And if you don't write that down, I'm sure Pepper on K-Frog will have that number.
How can someone learn more about the P-38 Association or the P-38 Museum?
You go online to the P-38 Association website. It's P, the letter, 38ASSN.org. P38ASSN.org. You can go on there and get all kinds of information. You can get the hours. You can get your docent information.
And anything else you think we should know?
I'm looking forward to many of you out there coming in and volunteering to be a docent. I'm looking forward to working with you.
I've been speaking with my dad, Bob Pepper, a docent with the P-38 Museum at the March Air Force Base Museum in Riverside. Thank you so much for coming in today. This was really fun.
Thank you.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.